Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Over the last 3 years, I've been working in the Department of Defense Volunteer Program with service members and veterans. This program is directly connected to not only military people, but connected with employers and job creators. As the California Director of Ombudsman Services for Employer Support for Guard and Reserve, the scope of these efforts focuses on workplace mediation. The California program that I manage is one of the largest Department of Defense volunteer programs in the country. In addition, I talk every day with California employers, large and small, from San Diego to Crescent City. In my state director's role, I also interface with government bureaucrats at all levels. Since the infamous sequester was enacted and budget woes have plagued every level of government, working with these agents has taken on an entirely new customer service face. I find it ironic that our free volunteer mediation services are some of the most effective operations under the Department of Defense, yet when we deal with paid government staff, there just doesn't appear to be enough time to work or resolve an issue for a veteran or reserve component service member. Some of the biggest offenders I've dealt with recently include the Veterans Administration, California State Government, EDD, county and local municipalities. In many instances, I've been referred to consultants who have been the outsourced decision element for these government agencies. The decision-making process has been deferred using sequestration or the budget as an excuse for decision-making capability. Don't take the words of my comment. Call DMV and try to resolve an issue and speak to a customer service representative. Same for the Veterans Administration related to evaluation status and benefits. I have worked up the hierarchy of many government organizations to resolve workplace problems as a volunteer ombudsman, only end up with a consultant and a non-government employee making the decision. It sounds like full employment for consultants and staffers. Adding to the many government leadership vacuums is an entrenched bureaucracy of strap hangers, bureaucrats, and consultants enforcing regulations and enacting policies designed for government agencies, not customer service. The words public service have taken on a whole new meaning. Last month, one day before I was slated to go to Lithuania as a DOD unpaid volunteer, a Sacramento bureaucrat told me she had to approve my trip, and because of sequestration, she didn't have enough time to complete the required processes. After a brief and heated discussion about customer service, the bureaucrat was enlightened. I left for Lithuania the next day. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.